May 23rd, 2018. Today we talk about James Harden's laziness, motivating bratty kids, and JP having yet another child. Let's go! Happy Wednesday, everybody. This is the newest edition of the Hoops and Groups podcast. I'm Etienne, and we will be talking about a few particular items today that have reared their ugly heads after a couple of games in the playoffs, especially those referring to ISO basketball and exactly what I've been seeing personally with the Warriors, the Rockets, particularly the Rockets, and LeBron and the Celtics, because it's not really the Cavaliers versus the Celtics anymore. It's literally just LeBron James versus the Celtics. But I first wanted to talk about the issue with ISO basketball, and I think a lot of the kids these days that play in our programs and play in programs across the country, the sad thing is that they're seeing exactly what's happening with moves and players like James Harden, who can really make spectacular one-on-one plays, do not get me wrong. But the biggest issue out here is, at this point, you need to understand that players like James Harden are at such a high level. They're so talented. They're so quick. He's so agile. The guy's like 6'5", 6'6", 240 pounds. Lefty, crafty, can step back, cheats the rules as much as possible, but he still gets the shot off whenever he feels like it. And unfortunately, a lot of our kids, ages 10 to 17 years old, are seeing these moves and they think that they can replicate it in games, when the reality of the beast is it's really hard to play like that guy. You know, he's going to be the MVP. He might be a scoring leader several times in his career because he's still just before his prime. The guy is incredible. But hopefully, what happened last night with the Warriors is an indicating factor of the downfall of ISO basketball. Because, my goodness, when you see the way the Warriors played and the numbers I saw today on James Harden and exactly what he did with the ball on the shot clock, the amount of time he had the ball in his hands, there was a stat this morning that came out. They were comparing Kevin Durant and James Harden's touches and how much time they actually had the ball in their hands. Now, don't get me wrong. KD went bonkers last night. The guy is so good. He's 7 feet tall with a handle. He can dribble the ball. He can shoot it. He can shoot from mid-range, from three-point. I mean, the guy is probably the best one-on-one player we have left in the NBA. He had the ball in his possession for more than 10 seconds in total for the entire game. I believe the number was somewhere between 10 and 14 times during the game. And I think everybody who watched basketball or watches basketball and saw the game last night understood that, you know, he had the ball in his hands a large part of the time because the Warriors really just weren't hot, except for Klay. Steph was having a tough time. Draymond lost his mind, throwing a wild elbow on James Harden at the beginning of the game. So the Warriors kind of just needed another piece, and that's what Kevin Durant is. He's the last missing piece of making them possibly the greatest team in history, most likely a dynasty. And he had the ball in his possession for more than 10 seconds on the shot clock. I believe it was either 10 or 14 times, somewhere in that range, between 10 and 14 times. James Harden did it 28 times in the game. Now, look, I know he got 40. 40's great. 40's really cool. But it's not that cool when you come up with an L at home. And they're not going to beat the Warriors in 5 games and 6 games and 7 games. If they don't basically come out on fire in their next game, I think their next game is tonight or tomorrow night. If they don't come out on fire and James Harden doesn't have 20 in the first quarter and Chris Paul doesn't have 6 or 7 assists in the first half, they're going to be in trouble. Because if they aren't up, the way the Warriors come back in the third quarter and just literally shoot lights out every single game, if the Rockets have a head-to-head matchup with the 2 or 3 minutes left in the game, I'm giving it to the Warriors. And if the Warriors go 2-0 starting the series off in Houston, they're not coming back to Houston. I mean, that thing will end in the Bay. There's nothing they can do. Playing ISO ball is not working. Point blank, period. I mean, they need to figure out exactly what their game plan is. And Mike D'Antoni, although he's a very, very good coach, he may basically have changed the way that we look at basketball these days with the analytics, the detailed analytics of how, you know, you're going to get more three-point shots to go in than you are going to get back to the basket, post-ups, and your percentages increase when you shoot more threes, yada, yada, yada. I get it. But in the playoffs, it's a game of runs and it's a game of possessions. And the team with the most positive possessions with good looks is going to end up taking these games home. And the Rockets were just staring at James Harden, dribbling the ball around 28 times, 10 seconds at a clip. And then at the end, he'd probably try to throw the ball to PJ Tucker at the three-point line with 1 second left to ruin his field goal percentage. But it's like, I'm hoping that a lot of our kids are seeing this and understanding, look, this is not how you play basketball. This is not how you win basketball games. Now, you may win basketball games. I should rephrase that. You may win basketball games. And they did. They won a lot of basketball games because they have a talented five, six guys. Really talented. But you're not going to win a championship against a team that's a juggernaut like the Warriors. They have everything. Because they have defense, and they have offense, and they have shooters, and they have drivers, and they have, well, they might not have a big, but, and they have big bodies that can rebound the ball. They outlet the ball quickly. If you miss, a lot of times they get down court in a 5-on-4 situation just because they know how to get the ball down the floor, and they have a bunch of guys who can really handle it. You know, it's really interesting to see exactly how they play. So I'm looking forward to this game, and I hope you guys are too. But I've got to run. I got to cut this short. But I just wanted to give you my quick thoughts about ISO basketball. We'll be back in another segment.